Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. These are some things that did not work out for me yesterday in my jump back into intuitive eating / mindful eating / conscious eating / authentic eating. For one, and not worked out for me yesterday because yesterday was better. It was the day before. I just didn't get to record this yesterday. Being too hungry, not being too hungry because I wasn't hungry, but I didn't get enough nutrients. So when you get into the last leg of this journey, your body can be quiet at times. You're not going to get those real hunger feelings all the time. And you know this, even when you're not in the last leg of your journey, even when you're in the beginning or the middle, it's more about emotional eating. So you get hungry, you get emotionally hungry rather than physically hungry. And then, you know, it moves into this more neutral plane where you can hear yourself better. So then hearing yourself, you just don't get as hungry anymore. So the hunger feelings aren't as strong, but the nourishment sounds are on, not sounds. It's early. The nourishment cues. You know, one of the things we have to look out for when we are nourishing our bodies, when we're eating to feel good, is that the body needs vitamins and it needs certain things. Well, this is my belief system anyway. This is what I believe. Because honestly, there's other forms of eating. I don't know if you've heard of breatharians. Breatharians can literally live off of the sun. Look it up. Breatharian. Look that up. They sit outside in the sun every day for a certain amount of time. And yes, it's very, very different and crazy. Not crazy. I mean, I say crazy. It's not crazy because I understand why a person would want to just be like, screw food, you know? But to me, I'm not there. I like food and I like eating. But they literally subsist off of the sun's rays. They sit outside for a certain amount of time, maybe an hour or something. I don't know. I can't remember. But look it up. And they just suck in the sun's rays. I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense because all of our food is grown from the sun, right? Even if we eat meat, they eat food that's grown from the sun. So why not just go straight to the source? So belief systems matter. What you believe matters. And I personally believe that my body gets nourished and it needs certain things. And when I don't get them, then I'm not going to function as wonderfully. The buses are loud this morning. I'm sitting on my porch. One second. It's early. So you're going to hear some buses. In the land of raising 6 children, I try to get this done as early as possible in my beautiful kingdom. Anyway, so yeah, your belief systems matter. And my belief systems state that I have to, you know, eating nourishing foods is good for me. So back to the topic. Even though I was able to really hone in and eat what I needed, I don't think I had enough of it. I don't think I honed in as much as I needed to, because in the evening I was hungry, too hungry, and not hungry like my hunger isn't this kind of, you know, strong stomach noises. It's a feeling of hunger. And when you get to that point of really listening to your body, you're going to feel that very low, very gentle tug from the body to eat. That's where I was the day before in the evening. And I was like, okay, you know, And at that point, when it's the nighttime, nobody has the energy to sit there. I know I didn't. I didn't have the energy to sit there and figure it out and cook. I mean, by the end of the day, I'm done. Like, my energy levels and my patience for life period are over. Sleep is calling, and that's it. So I had some cereal, and that screwed me up because then I was up all night because I'm very sensitive to eating at night certain things, and the cereal is one of them. But it's been so long since I ate at night because I haven't really been hungry at night because I've just not even been listening to myself and eating all day, that it's not bothered me. So now I got to remind myself, you know, be careful what you eat at night. I was up all night. It was just, you know, between the baby and me, and it was, I was just not, no sleep. Team no sleep the other day. So that didn't work for me. So the thing that I did to kind of course correct the next day and what I'll be doing today is asking myself, as I create these meals, is asking myself, you know, what is going to really nourish me? As I create it. So, for example, yesterday I ended up eating. What did I have for breakfast? My husband made me a burrito, an egg burrito yesterday. That's what it was. So I had an egg burrito for breakfast, which was good. But I was still kind of hungry. I was hungry. So what I did was I asked myself, okay, so what else can I eat that's going to make me feel better? And basically it was just more eggs. So I ate more eggs. And listening in really helped me to see that I was still hungry. You know, because like I said, it's a gentle pull. You heal your emotions. Hunger isn't that serious anymore. Unless you're running to, you know, triathlons and exercising and building muscle like every day, which is my goal. My goal is to get back in the gym or, you know, start exercising like hardcore where I'm toning. But I'm not there right now because schedule does not permit that. Right now, I'm just kind of doing yoga and gentle exercising. So it's a gentle tug. When you heal your emotions, it's a gentle tug. So I urge you to heal your emotions. And if it's a full tug, you know, that doesn't mean everybody's not having full gentle tugs, whatever. Like, don't, this is just my experience. but I do know from healing my own emotions around this that eating is a different thing for me. And sometimes, and this is all the way around for everyone, sometimes you have to really be able to tune into your body to really see what it is that you need. So then for lunch I wasn't even really hungry. That's the thing, I don't get, it's not like it's a gentle tug, very gentle. For lunch, I took my kids to homeschool co-op and we had, they had their own stuff. I bought a salad to bring with me. I had that, it was delicious. And it nourished me. It was like everything in the salad really nourished me and made me feel good. And I've talked about this before, is you'll know that you have hit the spot when your body is singing. Because your body will sing. It will let you know, yay, you did it, girl. Or dude. You did it. You ate exactly what you needed to eat. And then for dinner, I still wasn't like, I didn't have that ravishing starvation. So I asked myself, what can I cook for me and the kids and my husband that everybody will enjoy and will feel really nourishing? So I made some, actually I picked up some organic lentil soup because going to co-op yesterday, I didn't have time to cook. So I picked up some organic lentil soup and these garlic naans and hummus. And man, that hit the spot perfectly. Everything was delicious. It was delicious.
And what I noticed was I was not hungry, that soft pull at night, but I ate enough too. Like I just ate enough. I had, until I ate until I felt satisfied. Because the tug is so light, you don't even, you have to really pay attention. And that's what I've been noticing, paying attention more, is that I have to really settle in and ask myself, okay, do I need more of this? What else do I need? Do I need some more? And I just listened yesterday. So yesterday was a much better day. Another thing that I found works for me when it comes to really tuning in is making sure I get some kind of stretch or yoga or Pilates or something that's going to really move the energy through so that I can settle into, sacred self, settle into the energetic part of me. That really helps because then the physical isn't so strong. It's more of the, when you're listening to intuition, you want to be connected to your sacred self. You want to be able to feel into what's happening, the communication, and the communication comes from intuition, right? Intuition speaks. So when you do these things, when you exercise, and not just exercise, but like stretch and do things that are going to really make you connect with your body, movement, any movement's good. But I don't know, lifting weights isn't the same to me as Pilates. Pilates is a different way of moving the body. But being able to move through those feelings that are there on the surface and really tuning into the intuition and your body is different when you move your body. And you can test that to see if that's different for you. But that's what works for me. And I noticed doing that really connects me better. So I hope these tips have helped. If they have, please come to the podcast and rate the podcast. I could use all the reviews I can get. If you need any help, Martita at Martita Robinson. If you have any questions, anything you want on the podcast, let me know. Love you. Talk soon.